All right. Directors, please be seated. We're going to start the meeting. Richard, are you ready to call roll? All right. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the in-person meeting of the Pacifica National Board on July 26th, Sunday, July 26th, 2009. And Richard Uzel, our secretary, will call the roll.
Recording secretary.
How you doing?
Okay. Fia Wangaza is our secretary. Right, Fia?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thinking about you all night
long. Is that right? Oh, my goodness.
Okay, what time is it? Anybody got the time? Anybody got the money?
9:23.
Okay, we're going to call roll. Sherry Gendelman, Bonnie Simmons,
here.
Andrea Turner,
present.
Joe Anzala, he's here somewhere. Grace Aaron,
here.
Sean O'Brien,
here.
40. Leslie Radford,
here.
Rico Ross,
present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Present.
Wendy Shrell.
Here.
Susan Young. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
No jokes. This is serious.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Here.
AC Bird.
Here.
Luzette King. Luzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yeah.
David Beaton?
Here.
Fia Wangaza?
Here.
The real secretary. Well, Madam Chair, you have a different secretary. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Richard. All right. I have two announcements. At 10 o'clock, we will have public comment. At 12 o'clock, the public section of this meeting will be over, and we'll be having a closed session, and that will be the end of this public session at 12 of the this board. The next thing on the agenda is we're going to continue with committee reports. The next report is from the Personnel Committee. Sandra?
Okay, the Personnel Committee, the search for the Executive Director and CFO are ongoing. We currently have six candidates for ED and five candidates for CFO. It was decided that we will extend the posting period for new applicants for an additional two-week period, and that we will send a letter of explanation to Cynthia McKinney, who did send a letter of interest after the posting deadline, but in the interest of including her in casting a wider net, we will repost the positions for an additional two-week period and, again, send a letter of explanation to her requesting that she go ahead and submit an actual resume in the prescribed time period. The goal is to have a short list of viable ED and CFO candidates for the in-person meeting, which will occur in the fall in Houston. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. The next thing on the agenda for committee reports is the Archives Task Force and Archives Director reports. Our Archives Director, Brian DeShazer, was going to telephone us and meet with us by phone yesterday, but that was not feasible. So we have two things we can do. We can put this off till later in the agenda, or we can read his written report. That's at the pleasure of the body. I would entertain a motion regarding this.
I move that we, Andrea Turner, I yes. move that we put it off later.
And second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any opposition to postponing this particular report till later? Hearing no opposition, that is done. Next report is the Audit Committee report. Nia? Nia Bediako is the chair of the Audit Committee.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Well, yesterday, we should have done the report yesterday, Grace, but since we ran behind schedule, Tony Pohl could not do it today. So there is nothing else for me to report other than what I've given out. So what I'd like to do is to postpone this for a teleconference call for our next one, whenever that's going to be.
All right. Thank you, Nia. The next report is the Programming Committee report. I don't believe that there's a significant report regarding the Program Committee. At any rate, the pro tem chair, Kathy Davis, is not here yet, so we'll have to postpone that until she gets here. The next committee report is the Governance Committee. George?
Yes. The first item I want to bring up has been on the agenda for quite a while. It's not particularly urgent, but it's a piece of business that I think we need to clear up. And the problem is that at the January meeting, we assigned people to committees to convene them with no real way of finding out who is on these committees from the various LSBs. And some of us, myself included, have spent 3 weeks trying to track down who is it that's actually we're supposed to be getting in contact with to tell them that there's going to be a meeting of this. Of course, we know the PMB members, but we don't know the LSB members, and no one's really responsible for telling us. So this essentially corrects that. What it says, shall I read it, or you've all got it?
Yeah, please read it.
For the stream. LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the names and contact information of everyone on the PMB committees from their LSB to the secretary of the PMB within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PMB meeting. The LSB chair will be responsible for reporting any subsequent changes to the makeup of the LSB delegation to a committee to the secretary within 2 days of the change occurring. The secretary will forward the information to the appropriate committee chair within 2 days of receiving it. So within 4 days of actually appointing a committee, we should be able to actually begin convening them.
All right. So we'll open up discussion on this item. Bonnie?
Yeah, in general, it makes sense to me. However, I don't think that you can assume that within 2 days of the January PNB meeting that all the LSBs have already met and elected all of their members to committees.
Can I respond to these?
I think it's probably pretty likely that that's going to be the case.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that I'm offering a wouldn't we have to say within 2 days of the particular LSB having elected their committee members?
Shall I respond?
Mm-hmm.
No, because there is, in fact, previous LSB members who are still on it. In fact, everybody's supposed to have done that by that time. And so what they can inform us of is who's the existing members from the last election.
But that would be from the year before.
That's right. And they are, in fact, members until such time as they're replaced.
Why would we not just be using the list from the year before then, and then as people change? I'm not sure that makes sense to me.
It may or may not be the case that they have or haven't been elected. We don't have any particular way of finding that out. This places responsibility for letting us know in the place where it seems to me it has to be, which is the LSB chair. If LSBs haven't actually followed the processes in the bylaws and haven't actually gotten done what they're supposed to do by this time, it's really, not our responsibility to make accommodation for that. And, in fact, they can let us know who is already on it.
Thank you, George. Sandra?
I would support this motion, but I would like to add that LSB chairs be prepared to give a report at each and every PNB meeting in writing. each and every in-person PNB meeting in writing. There was some confusion over whether or not that was expected of them, and so rather than leave it to question that LSB chairs be expected.
Sandra, I think that that is a proper governance type motion. However, it's not germane to this particular motion. So
okay.
I will let you bring that to the floor right after we dispose of this motion.
Okay.
Next on the list is Luzette.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. I agree with George, and it's very simple. When we
please
did,
order.
If there was a situation when we didn't elect our PNB reps, we just allow those reps to stay on until we elect those. And I would suggest the same should happen with committees. The members stay until they are replaced.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this item? All right. As this is a substantive item that deals with policy, we will take a roll call vote on the item. Do you want to review it briefly, George? Read it.
Read it again? Okay. LSB chairs will be responsible for getting the names and contact information of everyone on the PNB committees from their LSB to the secretary of the PNB within 2 days of the conclusion of the January PNB meeting. The LSB chair will be responsible for reporting any subsequent changes to the makeup of the LSB delegation to a committee. It's hard to read. Changes to the makeup of the LSB delegation to a committee to the secretary within 2 days of the change occurring. The secretary will forward the information to the appropriate committee chair within 2 days of receiving it.
Okay. All right, Richard, please call the roll on this motion.
Okay, this is a motion about reporting committee membership. Sherry Gendelman?
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo? Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell? Susan Young? Sorry to wake you up there. Susan Young, Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Yes. Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Macy Bird?
Abstain.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards? David Beaton?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Zero to three.
Thank you, Richard. All right, Sandra, do you want to give us the wording for your motion?
I was typing it up, but the motion would read that all LSB chairs be required to submit in writing their local LSB report 1 week prior to all in-person PNB meetings.
Thank you. And you're going to email that to us?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to that motion? Hearing none, that motion passes. The next item on the governance committee agenda?
Joe Gonzalo is on the governance committee, and it was his desire that this be placed on the agenda, and he's not here, so I would suggest that we...
Yes, go ahead. Please speak into the mic.
Yeah, I talked to Joe last night, and if it's the will of the body, he'd like to table this to the next meeting.
Okay.
So I make a motion, we table this motion.
Okay.
Motion to postpone until the next...
table to the next meeting.
No, it's postponed.
No, that's postponed.
Postponed. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. There's a motion has been moved to postpone this motion until the next teleconference, and it's been seconded. Is there any opposition to that postponement? Hearing none, it is postponed. What is the next item on the Governance Committee?
The next item is procedures for LSB recall elections, and I've what's in the agenda is the version right after the last governance meeting. Since then, I've had conversations with various people on the committee, on the PMB, and also with the new supervisor for the recall petition at KPFA. So what I'm about to introduce is change from that. So I'd like a second for the motion, if I could get it, to introduce it.
Second.
Okay. Can you slowly read the new version?
Yeah. Let me bring up the new version for myself, and I'll be right there. Let me say while I'm doing that the bylaws gives conditions for what you have to meet in order to get a recall election started, which is 2% of the class of people who are being recalled sign a petition. And there is some small amount of guidance in the bylaws about how to conduct that election. However, there's very little. And, in fact, we had problems with the very first recall election we had, and much of what I'm going to tell you has really been a response to those problems. So what I'll do is I'll read it, and I'll tell you what's in the bylaws and what is my addition as essentially approved by the Governance Committee last time, with the exception of the changes, of course, which weren't approved because they didn't see them.
George?
Yes?
You need to talk clearly into the mic because you're fading in and out, and it's okay. A little difficult to hear you.
Okay. Let me get this thing up so I can read it from the screen.
Just a point of information, George. You didn't meet the Governance Committee met last. You said last night. They didn't meet last night, did they?
I sent it actually yesterday morning. The governance. Did I say the Governance Committee met last night? Last week. Sorry, it was last week.
I was wondering if the
plot. we're really on top of it, group.
Okay.
So
it probably did.
procedures for recall. The recall petition is to be sent to the secretary of the LSB. That is in the bylaws. The secretary will forward it within 2 days to the general manager and notify the chair of the PNB, which has responsibility for conducting the election. That's in the bylaws. Of the arrival of the petition, the 2 days is my sort of reasonable time. The general manager will have 10 working days from receipt of the petition to certify that the names on the petition are authentic and of sufficient number to satisfy the bylaw requirements of 2% of the membership of the class of the delegate. The GM will notify the secretary of the LSB immediately when that determination is made. The record date for, again, that's 10 days is my sense of what's sort of reasonable to do the job.
For the determination.
For the determination, right.
Right.
I just lost it. The record date, and that is something, it's in the bylaws, is what is the record date for the recall election, will be the date that the GM certifies the petition. Again, that's what I think is a reasonable choice. And only members in good standing at that time are entitled to vote. That's in the bylaws. The secretary, upon receipt of the certification, will immediately notify the chair of the PNB that a recall election must be held with the record date of the petition. The chair will immediately notify the delegate subject to recall of the record date. And again, that's seems like a sensible process to me. The chair of the PNB shall appoint an agent to supervise the conduction of the election or otherwise see that the election is conducted fairly. Again, there's no requirement that be done. It's just not in the bylaws. But again, it seems to me that we need to have a supervisor independent of the PNB to do the job. The ballots are to be distributed between 45 and 60 days from the record date. That is in the bylaws. They are to be returned as postmarked within 21 days of their mailing date. Again, my assessment of a time that seems reasonable. Ballots are to be counted in a result declared by the election supervisor within 15 days of the return date of the ballots. Again, that's in the bylaws. Let me say that what's in the bylaws is a very little bit about recall elections and then a subsequent statement saying that other elections should be handled similar to the elections for the LSB, to the extent that they can be. The ballot will consist of the text of the recall petition exactly as submitted, an explanatory statement of the charges in the petition by the petitioners of no more than 1,000 words, and a statement from the delegates subject to recall of no more than 1,000 words plus the number of words in the petition. The additional statement by the petitioners must be submitted within 10 days of the record date and will be immediately forwarded to the delegate. The delegate statement is required to be filed 21 days before the mailing date determined by the election supervisor. Again, that's my assessment of a time that's needed in order to get the ballots together and get them printed and sent out if it's going to be done. So the ballot shall have as responses only yes or no that the delegates should be recalled. That's just seems sensible, and one of the complaints of in this. Yes?
That you said.
This is
some
the most recent. This is the most recent one that I sent yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning.
I'm looking at the one you sent yesterday morning. And
it should be in red.
That's not.
If it doesn't have red, it's not the one I sent yesterday morning.
Well, yesterday was the 25th at 8:40.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that. Could you please send
I'm
it again?
I'm looking at what you sent on the 25th at 5:25 a.m.
Right,
that would
which
be
and I don't have that language.
No, that's not there.
Did I send the wrong one?
Yes.
Could,
you sent the one that you met last night about.
Yes.
It's okay, Jordan. We're all tired.
Okay. Just a minute. I'll send the one I'm reading from.
All right, Bonnie, you're not recognized. Please.
Let me just check what I've got in mind.
Are you finished?
No.
No, he has to give
there's
us
more.
The right
one. We have to get the right one, Grace.
And then we have to take some time to think about it.
I request that this... I'll get you this thing in just a moment.
Why? What's the difference? Point of information?
There's major difference.
What's the difference between... the one that's already been sent and the new one.
I'll tell you what the difference is. The only difference is that in the original version, it said that the only thing that would be on the ballot was what was in the original petition and that the delegate would respond to just what was in the original petition. This is a choice. We could make it either way. The original petition is often very skimpy that is the case, in fact, I'm told by the supervisor. It was sort of his suggestion that we put it in this way. I'm happy to go the other way also. I don't really care. But this is...
don't have it, George.
I'm busy talking. I'm sorry. I can't do both at the same time.
Okay. Could you please send it?
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I have something you sent out on the 25th at 8:25 a.m. Is that the version you mean?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. That's what we're looking at. And the language that you're reading is not there.
Okay, how long will this take, George, do you think?
No, it does have the language. I've just looked up my own sent message, and it's got the same language. It's not in red. When the PDF file was made out of the document file, it didn't take the printing. It didn't take the color.
Okay, so we have the correct document in front of us. Okay, very good. So we'll open up discussion for this.
We're not finished.
Okay,
more.
Continue.
There's
do
more.
We have the correct document in front of us?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Yeah, it's just not highlighted. The document file was highlighted. Some of you have problems with the DocX files.
Those words aren't there.
Point of order, the information about yes or no.
Yeah, and
the
thousand.
The microphone, please.
I have the sent file in front of me.
Okay.
I've
so do I.
Can you say what you're reading?
Okay.
I will resend it again.
Please.
I'll forward the file I'm looking at. I'll forward the message from last.
Thank you.
From yesterday morning. I'll forward it again to the PNB right now.
Just send us the one you're reading.
Okay, very
and
good.
It is the one I'm reading.
We'll open this up for discussion.
We're not finished. There's more.
Okay.
There's more. Just give me a moment to forward this and we can continue. Okay, I've just sent it and it's gone. And what I am reading from now is I'm opening up the attachment of the file I'm sending you. I'm opening up the attachment of the file I'm sending you, so it will be exactly what you're getting. I'm sorry. What is this?
It is different. This one will be fine.
It'll take me a moment to get this up.
Okay.
All right. I'd like to note that currently there are two recall or possible recall elections ongoing for LSB members, one at KPFA and one at WBAI. If there is no policy approved by this board, the rules and regulations for the recall will be adjudicated by the bylaws, of course, but at the adjudication of the supervisor hired to conduct the recall. So failing the adoption of policy, it will be that person who will adjudicate how the recall will be conducted. So postponing, as these recalls are ongoing, postponing consideration of these policies will in effect put the decision-making in the hands of the person hired to conduct the recalls.
Let me say one of the problems with the previous supervisor was that she thought of the bylaws as by report. I didn't speak to her. She thought of the bylaws as guidelines and was actually violating the rule on how many days should be open before the ballots were cast out between the record date and the sending out of the ballots. And also there was the one of the candidates being recalled at KPFA was asked to write his statement before he'd seen the statement by the petitioners, which didn't seem fair at all.
Both of the candidates being
so this was intended to fix that. Again, you could fix it just as well by just having the petition in, whatever your choice is. Delegates subject to recall and petitioners shall have equal access to the mailing list for the eligible members. Any challenges to the names on the list will be resolved by the appointed supervisor in consultation with the general manager. Again, that seems just basic fairness, and it seems clear it has to be the general manager, and the final decision, I think, has to be in the hands of the supervisor. And finally, all recall elections must be completed prior to 21 days before the date for sending out of ballots for a general election, if any delegate subject to recall is up for election in that general election. So if they're not, the timeliness of it was such that the recall could go out with the general election, then we could save some postage and do that. The reason for that, first of all, is that the LSB election, fair campaign rules require not sending out negative stuff about people in the packet. And it would be, obviously, the petition itself is a negative on the person running. That's one reason. The other reason is, what's the point of a recall petition if the person's running for office, for running anyway? And as far as the 21 days is concerned,
and it can't serve for 3 years.
The 21 days is concerned. Again, they have to know if the recall is successful that that name has to be taken off the ballot. So The 21 days is sort of, again, my estimate of what time it takes to get ballots printed and get them mailed out. So, and finally, the election will be subject to the quorum rules for the class, and the recall will be deigned to have failed if a quorum is not reached. And again, this seems like basic fairness. If not enough people are interested in this, then the person is not recalled. So that's it.
Okay, thank you. We have a stack. On the stack is Luzette, AC, Andrea, Bonnie, and Leslie.
Carolyn.
And okay. All right, first Luzette.
Yes. Is it on?
Yes.
Yes, I actually welcome the idea of revisiting our bylaws. I wish we would look at the entire document, but I suppose incremental changes are best, are better than none. What I would like us to, and George, you could probably answer this, how would you apply these rules? Because this is, you know, a procedural thing. It has to apply to voting someone off the LSB as well. Having been a victim of that recently with some 100 and something pages of stuff that I'd done some 4 years ago, and you mentioned in this document that the charges should be no less than, no more than 1,000 words. I certainly got maybe 10,000 words to read through. So I would like to know how this affects, and it should apply to it. Because if we're talking about process and see something there about due process, very few of us in this network actually knows what it means. So this should be a part of our discussion this morning. This should be a part of the discussion
order,
this morning.
Order, please.
And I'd like to know how it applies to that.
This is actually intended for LSB recalls. It doesn't really apply to a PNB recall, which has different recall of directors. This is a recall.
A second. No, George, Luzette, it was an effort to remove Luzette from the LSB. Does it apply to that?
Yes. This is a recall election for a member of the LSB.
Okay.
Yeah, so this would apply.
Okay.
But it should say that right. Specifically.
Okay. The next person on the stack is AC.
Yeah, this seems to be quite a dramatic change, and it seems to me that we need more time. I would propose that this matter be postponed so that we can discuss it with our LSBs. Then I propose that it be postponed until a later date. And the motion is to have it postponed until the next. Okay. It'll be postponed until our next PNB meeting. Because
okay,
this is a matter that is so. There's just a lot to it, and it seems to me it should be discussed.
Okay, is there a second to that motion for postponement?
I'll second that.
Okay. Now, I'd like to repeat that in the absence of this policy, the two ongoing recall elections will be conducted the way it's adjudicated by the person hired to conduct those elections. There will be no stated policy from this body. So the discretion of the supervisors will be how it's done, except for adherence to the bylaws. Okay. Is there any opposition?
Yes.
Is there any opposition? Okay.
I'd like to speak to my objection.
Okay. So let's take a stack on the postponement issue. George?
There is urgency, I think, in the first hand, and Grace spoke to that. But the other is, it's not the LSB's call. This is basically a policy and procedure of the PNB.
Right.
People on the LSB can, you know, talk to you what they want, but it's our decision. And I don't think there's anything that needs to be further understood about this that isn't in front of us. So I think we should move ahead with it.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I just want to associate myself with George's remarks, and I would much rather see a policy come out of this body than leave it to the discretion of just one person. We know that we've had problems before because we left it to the discretion of one person. We need real policy, and we need it now. Let's for once get something done quickly because time is of the essence.
Carolyn?
This is actually a question that probably should go to council, but these deadlines seem rather tight to me. And given mailing, 21 days is probably not enough. What if any one of these deadlines happens to fail? That would obviate the entire process. If one statement is a day late, if someone complains that mailings did not reach their targets, either going out or coming back on time, that would end the election entirely. So I would like to ask what recourse? I myself object to the process, and I guess it's an objection to the bylaws, that this is conducted so close to any election. If any person being recalled is up for re-election or running for election again, I think that biases the entire election and is totally a failure in the bylaws, but also in the process. So that's perhaps not something we can deal with today, but I think we're setting ourselves up for a legal challenge if someone, if this is run and there's the slightest variation from the deadlines. One deadline is not met. Any candidate up for re-election who is also subject to recall could institute legal proceedings, which I would support.
Carolyn, do you desire to put forward an amendment? Please, order, please. An amendment extending the deadlines?
I'd like to put forward something that does not have any recall within 3 months of an election.
I believe we
it
have
seems
a motion.
To bias the entire
actually, yeah. Leslie's correct. We have a point of. We're just speaking on the postponement. So,
all right. Well,
thank
then
you.
I would move to postpone on the general grounds that it needs a rather careful and not a hasty analysis of this. So, yes, I would move to table this until until we've reported on all of these issues.
Thank you.
I've gotten an opinion from council. And if people from the audience would stop heckling, I think we could conduct a little business here.
Okay. All right. The next person on the stack is Sean. I'm sorry, Leslie.
I'll pass.
Leslie is the next person on the stack.
I'll pass, Grace.
Okay. Luzette.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Chair, I feel uncomfortable being on the side of saying, yes, this document should go to the LSB, and I'll tell you why. If nothing else, it would serve to educate the LSB members. When we make decisions on the PNB, in absence of input from the LSBs, there's where I believe the problem is. And I'll give you an example of the confidential statement that we have. Our LSB has little idea about the policy we have on that. And this is just an example. Our policy on the PNB is that you read the confidential statement and you sign it. If you heard the chair yesterday from our LSB, asking people to sign and commit, and we had a discussion on that at the PNB, and we said no. So I would like this to, and I understand that the decision is made at the PNB, and that's true, but at least the PNB should have some idea of how the LSBs think, even if it didn't influence the decision. And secondly, it would serve to educate those LSB members.
Thank you, Luzette. Jim?
Thank you.
This is Jim Brown from WPFW. I don't think there's a question of misunderstanding about the confidentiality statement at our LSB.
You don't know.
Okay, Jim, we're talking about the postponement.
I know
of this
that.
Particular
I know that,
item.
But I just wanted to correct some information here. And my only question here is, I hear questions around this table, around the board here, about their understanding of this particular motion, and so I think the postponement would be in order for us to get a better understanding of what we're actually voting for or against.
All right. At this time, let's go to a vote on the postponement of consideration of this matter until the next PNB teleconference.
Excuse me. Yesterday, you made a ruling.
Why don't we raise your hand if you're in favor of
points of information, Chair?
Yesterday, it was decided that the public could comment before.
No such decision was ever made. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of postponing consideration of this policy.
It was a request
Please.
By me, but it wasn't adopted.
If you're in favor of this postponement, please raise your hands.
What's that? What is it?
If you're in favor of postponing consideration of this recall election, please raise your hand. Okay.
Let's.
All right. Can you hear me? If you're in favor of postponing consideration of this policy, please raise your hands. Okay. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of this postponement. Okay. Only one person is in favor of postponing this matter. Okay, two people. All right. All opposed to postponing the consideration of this matter. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, any abstentions? One. Okay. So the This motion to postpone fails.
Greg. But AC asked for it to be postponed and he didn't vote.
No,
pardon me?
Yeah, I was trying to understand the confusion here.
Grace.
I was the only one who voted for.
Grace?
No, I was trying to understand the confusion.
Excuse me, Grace?
Yeah.
There were three people who voted for postponement.
Grace. Madam Chair.
A point of order, Grace.
Wait a minute, including AC.
Well,
all right.
What a grace.
Now we're back to the election policy itself.
May I make a clarification?
Where are we on the stack, Grace?
May I make a clarification?
Yes.
Madam Chair,
the deadline, the time schedules in here, except for the 45 to 60 days, are all my choosing. They are not bylaws. The 45 to 60 days is in the bylaws, and the 15 days to count the ballots is in the bylaws. The rest of the times are all subject to amendment. You can amend as you want. It's also the rest of what I said was my judgment is also amendable.
Madam Chair.
So we're going to go back to discussion of this election policy.
Point of order?
Yes.
Are you returning to the stack, Grace? Who's next on the stack, please?
Yeah, I am going to see.
Grace.
Going back to the original
Grace,
stack.
Grace, I have a point of order. Okay. I've been saying, and you acknowledge George.
Who
said
has
a point
the point of order? I can't
yeah.
hear.
Point of order.
Okay, I didn't hear you, Nia. Okay. I apologize. What is the point of order?
The during that commotion, with the votes, I didn't hear what you were saying. I am not for postponement.
Yeah, I thought that. So, I didn't.
Yeah, so whatever the...
I counted your vote against postponement.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
There was...
The vote to postpone... The motion to postpone failed.
Right. No, but excuse me, Madam Chair.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Grace, point of order.
Yes.
It is time for listener comments.
Okay. Is there a motion to postpone consideration of this matter until after public comment?
So moved.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we will postpone this until after public comment. You can line up for public comment. If Rico, would you be willing to take a list for public comment and periodically get me the list? Just make separate lists. Okay, go ahead. Would you like to state your name, please?
Martin.
Okay, Martin.
Last day, Pacifica National Conference, New York City, 2009. Subject, fond farewell. Double speak for good riddance. One, stick Pacifica National with the Wall Street rent. Two, stick Pacifica National with the transmitter rent. Three, stick Pacifica National with Mitch Cohen and cohorts lawsuit against WBAI costing a fortune. Fund the new WBAI worldwide streaming live webcasting via the internet, iPod, 3D, or any other cheaper, less costly technology. As our summarily fired program director, Bernard White, reminded us of the Take Back WBAI coalition a few meetings back, WBAI always pays bills after every fund drive. So you cool marauders, Pacifica National, and locals haven't done a damn thing different than standard WBAI payment practice over the years. I personally would appreciate some programming changes, starting with our Paul Martin, and he and Pickles are sounding like a pair of matched twits. Back at one of the many committees I was attending, our Paul and Susan Lee were stating we need better programming, and I asked if they were volunteering to give up their programs for better programming. The silence was deafening. I would also like to see Bob Fass dumped. I believe Fass has outlived his usefulness. He's been acting like Major Bose with mostly half-baked performing on their live singers and musicians. Most should be given the hook. I would also do a blacklist of those producers who blatantly support the coup shamelessly on air. Remember pledging to the
15
current
seconds
is supporting the coup. I instead support the new WBAI worldwide programming via the net or any other inexpensive way webcasting the world over. National
okay.
Board,
you're,
go home
you're
and
out
take
of
your
time.
Stamps, Williams, and Bates with you. Lift the gag rule. Give us back our autonomy and our authentic GM and PD, etc. Your limited provincial thinking doesn't bode well in this diverse, like no other market
okay,
in the world.
Your time is up.
WBAI is the flagship of the Pacifica. Five.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Time is up. Time is up.
To order.
Local station.
During the 6 o'clock news in the KOMA sequence down.
I'd like to call the body to order. Okay, next person, please.
Out of order.
Grace, please come to order.
Ladies and gentlemen, I walk away from this table in utter disgust at the behavior of my fellows.
I think... Grace.
Okay.
Grace.
Next person.
Grace, point of order. Point of order, Grace. Point of order. I think we should call ourselves to order.
I'd like you to please move the microphone further back, and that camera should be behind the this. We have the. Fine. Figure out a way to do it, but not in this center area.
But.
Okay,
Grace,
fine.
Grace,
the Grace camera,
a point of order, Grace. Please be fair. If we're calling the public to order, we have to call ourselves to order.
Fine.
We can't heckle the public.
Okay. All right. Well, the next public comment person, please
That's
start
taking
speaking.
Taking it from the chair. The chair has to call the time.
Okay, John.
Not us.
Is that mic on?
We're above that. We are above that.
We're adjusting it.
You let them we talk. Are above
John,
that.
John, is the mic on, the public mic?
Talk.
Yes, it's on.
They can handle their own options.
My name is T. Rasul Murray. I'm a listener member from WBAI.
Yes.
First of all, I want to suggest to all of you that this being my first Pacifica meeting, did I not have such a strong interest in the future of progressive multicultural radio in New York City, I would ask for my money back. I would say categorically that the behavior of elements of this board has been a disgrace. And corporate responsibility, I would associate myself to some degree with learned counsel of yesterday, you do have corporate responsibility. But
that's
that
right.
is not only in the conduct of your own meetings, but also applies to your adherence to union contracts and your adherence to due process. And your fiduciary responsibility, I would suggest that the continuing rental of a Wall Street address is a gross violation of fiduciary responsibility and need be addressed by Pacifica as well as by the local station board. As far as recall is concerned, I have a major concern that anything that is decided by this board, A, should not infringe upon the rights of those of us who have in good faith signed petitions for recall, and that any decisions made should be made regarding actions subsequent to those petitions. And number two, listening to this discussion, I have a great concern that in the process, not just of the vote, but in the process of certification of the petitions, there should be an independent observation, and that petitioners should have a right to challenge. I do not want to see my recall petition violated because no one representing me has had an opportunity
to review
your decision that it wasn't valid.
Thank you. Next person.
Russell.
Next person.
Thank you for recognizing my personhood. I'm Russell Dale, interim without a beard. Russell Dale, interim pissed off listener. And I want to say to those members of the board who are thinking about the recall that Steve Brown and Mitch Cohen really do need to be recalled. Steve Brown is a millionaire. Carolyn Burden pointed out it's no crime to be a millionaire a few weeks ago on the radio in propagandizing for him. But in his case, in fact, his millions have come from criminal activity, as has been commonly discussed and known for a long time, and he's banned from practicing his business in many states. That's not a lie. And I think there's 7 states that ban him from operating. He's a racist. He's a serious, serious racist who has praised a Colorado radio station for their incredible good fortune of not having black people to deal with. Listen to what I'm saying, Carolyn, because I don't like being disrupted, and it's not polite of you asking us not to disrupt you, that you disrupt me.
Okay, you can have 15 seconds more.
Thank you. Steve Brown is a serious racist. He seriously is against the interests of what Pacifica's mission is and what Pacifica is all about. He has done everything he can to take over and control not only our station but Pacifica as well. Mitch Cohen
You're out of time.
Has supported the firings of Bernard and other people without due process.
You're now out of time.
And
please allow the next person to speak.
And he really does need to be recalled, and democracy needs to be restored to our network.
Thank you for your comment.
Monroe.
I thank you for allowing
Monroe
me to speak.
Littman.
All right.
I take every opportunity to cry out for justice for everybody. So I try to be fair to everybody. I realize that we have difficult lives and difficult jobs, and it would be nice if people who allege to be members of WBAI believe in the tenants than the tenants of this organization for world peace. I can't believe that we can have world peace if we can't have it here. I can't believe it. Now, quickly, I'm going to give out this long sheet of paper. Bernard White would say on the wake-up call, I don't know these names, when he did birthdays. Now people say, oh, it's only birthday, you know. And he would say, I will assume that because I don't know them, I will assume that you, the whole audience, everybody listening and on the archives for Wake Up Call, you don't know them either. He didn't take any survey on the computer. He didn't take any survey over the phone. He didn't mention the names. And he had the audacity to make this claim that he knows, that he doesn't know them, and that nobody knows them. Now, I ask you, is this the proper behavior for a program director? Okay, only 15 seconds more. I believe that one of the things we haven't discussed is creativity. I think that we should try to get somebody like Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney to head up WBAI. I believe that I'm up the Pacifica Foundation. And even Tom Cruise.
Thank you.
Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you. Next,
Fernando,
next speaker.
Velasquez.
Next speaker.
Fernando.
All right. Would you like to state your name?
Fernando Velasquez.
Okay, Fernando.
You do not pronounce the letter U after the Q. Just to set the record straight, because people have been asking me about my name being on the flyers, whether Fernando was fired or not. Yes, I was fired, despite my objections, besides my proposals to management for a different alternative, so nobody should be let go, besides me offering ways to cut back our expenses, including the stupid Associated Press, in order to keep our people on board. It was decided that some people had to let go. So just for the record. Okay. The other thing that I need to talk to you about is that some of these reaccommodation, restructuring, cleanup, map up operations, pacification process that we have going on right now, and where there's an apparent cleanup of political opponents in the name of solving our financial crisis. I need to remind you that in the 1920s and 30s, we faced in this country the economic crisis faced. Back then, it was much bigger, and the response was to put together perhaps the largest labor organizations, labor structuring, people's movements in this continent's history. It was for the benefit of the people being stricken, being hit by the economy. This time around, instead of coming together, looking for the collective welfare, to find ways to come out of the crisis where people get their best, there's a cleanup operation. There is an anti-democratic move being made just because it comes handy to blame
you're
the economy.
You're out of time, Fernando.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fernando. Next person on the stack is Bob Lederer.
I want to address several aspects of George Ryder's recall proposal. This proposal really, first of all, violates the bylaws, which clearly require that recall procedures must be in conformity with the procedures for regular elections. Second of all, the effect of adopting the separate time frame, the requiring that the recall must be prior to a general election would be to absolutely block the recall that has already been done in good faith at WBAI according to the rules as they exist, such as they exist already. So it would have a complete contrary effect to what the bylaws have allowed for people who want to do recalls to go ahead and do that. Third of all is the fact that it makes no sense either financially or in terms of fairness to have a separate election. It should go on the same ballot. George asked, why would you want to have a separate, why would you want to recall someone who's running for re-election? Well, under STV, someone can win re-election with something like 10% of the vote. But what a recall says and what's important about it is if 50% plus one of the voters say, we don't want this person, that person is gone. And furthermore, they're gone for 3 years. They can't run again. And the voters have the right to choose that option if they so desire. And the final thing is about the timetable, that if you don't have enough time to for the mailing to go out and for it to come back where all the voters, whatever the postal problems are, which we've seen rampantly in past elections, which is why this board voted, the previous board voted to extend the election, amend the bylaws so that there were 6 weeks to return ballots, then you're absolutely denying justice to voters. So it needs to be in conformity. It needs to be on the same ballot. And also to save money at a time that Pacifica can't afford two separate elections, which cost thousands of dollars.
Thank you.